Hello, this is Joanna Morrow. You can reach me at theilluminati024 or join us Drug Emporium, both at gmail.com. Gonna get right into my topic because my daycare could be rolling up at any time. This is a message for Judah in prostitution. You're going in front of Congress and embarrassing everyone. Everyone needs to be on prostitution. Everyone needs to be looking like you at the slave trade, stripped down naked. And then you're going to take it out on people who you're already sleeping with. It's really disgusting. It has to stop. And fire them. Anybody that's out here taking money out of my mouth and who is especially trying to prostitute me and my family and ruin my reputation and ruin my innocence, fire them. They're not going to have any of my money. That is very disgusting. It's very low. Also, Judah, you're trying to work with evil people. You can say white or whoever's evil, and be like, I'm the one that can take her out. I'm the one that can do this. I'm the one that can do this. I can do that. You're trying to pull against my bloodline. And it will not work out for you. You have Hollywood celebrities who are still doing bad stuff. And it's being uncovered every day, which is like emboldening you. You see your celebrities and it's emboldening you. And it's just all not good. You should have focused yourself inward. You should have focused on the inward man, as the Bible says. And that's the way you can accomplish anything. Not, we need her body so we can get through the nation. We need her body so we can get through the world. Because I have more class than that. I'm more sophisticated than that. And I'm more intelligent than that. And all this insult, you're pulling away from my beauty, my aura, my magnificence, my superiority, my sovereignty. You're pulling away from that. And you're putting judgment on my children, which will not stand. You're living back in the puffy days in the 70s where you think this is New Jack City or whatever it is. But it's not going to work. The good guys win. Evil will not prevail. So you can go out there and straddle up your asses, you know, thinking you're hanging out with the enemy and I can do this to her. I can do this. I can do that. What? Just watch me. Oh, you don't like that, Mothra? From the last show, Miss Municipal, whatever you guys are using out there, the Unruhnies, whatever. You don't like that, then that doesn't feel too good. Well, guess what? I'm there to get revenge. It's like this whole revenge plot. Like, it's not a joke. Congress, the government, the White House, Pentagon, State Department. It's really not a joke to have to deal with people that just want to kill and to get revenge and to murder and to prostitute. We wouldn't have a society like that. We'd be back 10 years ago and everybody would be destroyed, and people are so anxious and depressed that they're thinking they're going to be killed, which is something I want to stay far away from because I don't know if you're a Unabomber. And it's just not cool. Like, for me to, you know, I'm watching this movie. You think you're getting hired to put through this message. We have people at the UN that's just constantly going for me. Constantly coming for me. You're not my mom. You're some geriatrics troll who is just hating. You're coming against my bloodline. You're coming against Schwarzenegger. Right? Or you're Schwarzenegger. Niger. So, and I don't refer to myself as a Niger. or a nigger. I'm just saying, you have such bad karma. You're trying to put me in a position where I look like I'm some throwaway, or like you said, a sub. Like my life is just meant to be thrown away. You would be mute if it wasn't for me, if you weren't getting a feed where you can even talk. You'd be paralyzed. You think all of this stuff is just going on for no reason? The government is just like, I think I'm just going to set out of a... maybe I should fight terrorism and actually defend the country. There's communist China as well that they're worried about. But all I'm going to say is your days are numbered, and that goes to you and generations and centuries back. Whatever you're doing, you're representing centuries back. So that's what is up. I just don't want to water down my show. My show is not always about there's this big plot of prostitution and it's taking over the world. It's the worst thing in the world. You know, but this is where we are. And you guys are so flaky, like you don't even get over it. You don't have me get over it. You know, it's like the keep coming back. I don't know what you girls are doing out there, and guys. I don't know what you guys are doing out there. Like, is it really that bad? Are you guys really just chickens with your head cut off? Because the way it sounded, we'll rip you off. We'll sleep with you this way and rip up your ovaries. And it's just really disgusting. I am, when I fully get into my power, you know, I like to be healthy. I like to feel my body inside being healthy. I don't want to go in the bathroom. Huh, this was questionable. What is this, a rubber feel? Especially with something that is inside of a woman as sensitive as a womb. Most sensitive organ on the body. I'm just gonna worry about it every single day. Something like the lymph nodes and the mouth and all of the organs. There's throat cancer out there. Tongue cancer, which I don't ever want to get, or anyone that I know. These are sensitive body parts. This is an intricate layer within the human body. It's not a disposable. What happened to Sarah Bartlett, who was a beautiful muse, but she was in a rotten time where she couldn't fight the influence, and now her private parts are in some decanter somewhere to show that she was a prostitute. I mean, this is history. What has happened to any prostitute in history? And you're taking it too far. You're going centuries and you're trying to bring your centuries generational curse with me. And I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. No one touches my body. I have to take care of my body because I'm a living, breathing human being that I want to stay healthy. I want to grow old gracefully and be healthy. You trying to take away my health on a public freaking forum in front of everybody, gallivanting about it, so happy, so proud. I don't know what's going through your head. Not delighting in my children and what I want to do in the future. Apparently, England has always been shit. You can tell by the royalty, which is not. Leave me alone. I don't know you. I don't owe anything to you. All this fad, you're a pimp. I'm a pimp. It's a lose-lose situation. And you're just harassing. I don't know these people who have all this gossip about me. I've lived in Minnesota since I was three. So of course I've met people, but now those people have talked to everybody. Everybody thinks they know my business and they're bringing up old stuff, which is not glim. It's not current. And that's how I operate. I have a sales and marketing degree. You ain't coming with something current. I can't help you. You're just old, washed up, washed out people who is trying to make a come up. If it wasn't for me, you have sold yourself out. You sold yourself out. People know how you went in there thinking you're going to sell your job, thinking you're going to sell yourself. They have me here for this. The government is letting me do this. The government is letting me do that. What are you, a child? Do you not have any control over your own soul and your profession and what you want to do in life? It's very disgusting. You guys are so cursed. And look, I am in psychology. I want to be a lawyer. I want to go into family law, maybe help families, be a social worker and stuff like that. I'm not saying that from a position like it's okay to be cursed, but I'm saying the current, this is my show, this is Duh Illuminati. What you're doing, you're trying to bring me into your curse. You're embarrassing me, going out saying that it's all about my body, and you have to get with me. You just have to get with me. We're coming back. You just have to get with me when I told you no. That is not ladylike. That is not gentlemanlike. I am a mother of five. I have my own direction on where I want to go, and I shouldn't have to explain that to you. Something is wrong with your thinking. Something's wrong with your morals. Something is wrong with your behavior. I don't want to see anyone get hurt. I don't want to see a child, because I know you prey on them like the light of day, and teenagers like the light of day, which I rebuke, get hurt. Like, why would I want to be put in a position? Like, apparently everything that I've did with you guys was a mistake. Trusting you was the biggest mistake, children and teenagers, because you think you're selling people into a pact for the rest of their life, the entire lifespan. I have to deal with somebody that was in a gang, unbeknownst to me, following me, breathing, living, sipping, dipping, whatever, in my life. Not cool. We're talking about not cool people. So whether you choose to proceed forward with your objectionable and offensive creed, it is not accepted in my household, and you will pay for centuries. So let me go, because I have some eggs. I'm kind of hungry because I've been cleaning up all day, met with my psychiatrist, daycare is coming, so I'm going to go. I think that was about it, though. Like, what I want to say is just a warning. Fire them. They're not making my money with my bi-creational plan. With my MKUltra, they are not making my money. And I want to be paid back. And Janet Yellen already knows that. Yes, I am working to get Joanna her money back. Finally, like I said, from day one, I am providing and have provided the service to you already. You're here. You can't beat your own brainstem. Something is wrong with your body. Help bridge next day. I wake up every single day and don't have a problem with that. Thank the Lord forever. And for us, we all lay down, we all wake up. Most of us. People who aren't putting themselves in unnecessary risk. But just this unnecessary risk, just go out there and just take a chance with my precious body, who I stay at home and try to do the best that I can and be mentally healthy and united with, what did Parliament say? Parliament said, we need to get a harlot in you so that we can severance off or consolidate our rape that we're out there putting people through in our misery and our hell and killing and murders and all of that. We need you to fill that harlot so that can help us think. And when instead, bitch, you cannot use me to help you think that way. You cannot use me to help you think in that manner. Get a life, not mine. This stuff isn't, and it's like the racist issue, because I'm feeling kind of lucky that they're just not going to pull up right in a minute. I realize these people have for generations, maybe for, well, yeah, for centuries. Some people for centuries have, you know, dealt within their racial group and lived, you know, Lithuania and Germany or wherever it is. Came over here maybe two generations back, stayed with themselves, married within, you know, themselves, people who look like them. And they've never had an experience where they've had to intermingle with people of color. I do understand that. But when you signed your life away on that dotted line and you decided to live into the head of a black person, something is wrong, man. Yeah. Something must be wrong with you, because I cannot change that fact. I'm not going to change myself because you don't get, maybe stay in a white body, maybe not stay in a black body since I know nothing about it and they're a nigger. Whoa, why don't I stay in a white body? Cool, I would have no problems then. Yeah, you're creating problems that can't be fixed in a simple, complex way, but should have been fixed yesterday. But I do see that all these thoughts popping up. I can't listen to a nigga. I can't listen to somebody black. Well, you should have thought about that before you became trapped in a black mind. Wow. Did they really teach this to you in kindergarten? Wow, aren't they teaching it to you now? Wow, I still have a gripe and can't accept the fact 5,000 days, 600, 8,000 days in a black person's vision. Wow. I'm just saying something about it now because I don't want it to stop. Wow, I don't know how to articulate correctly, so I think I'll just talk like Joanna and act like Joanna, who's taught you how to speak right to this day. Wow, I think I'll just say what I want because that's what Joanna does and everything seems to be going her way. Talk truth to power, words to thoughts being born. Wow, I think I'll just complain about wanting to be in a black woman's head and, you know, I know that I'm not going to win, but I'm just going to say whatever shitty shit comes to my mind. And you're trying to make that my problem? Stop going out being this vigilante, acting crazy, needing to confront, needing to run up and find somebody or whatever it is, and get your own mental health. Work with your government to cooperate to get you the help that you really need, because obviously it would never work out. So that's just some common sense for you to live your life and to chew on that. So yeah, wow, 20 minutes. Okay, time to fix some dinner. Thanks for listening to Da Illuminati. This has been Joanna Morrow, and I hope you have a good day.